Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com previewing the Sherrard Tiger boys basketball season, and Brian Hutton's back as head coach. How'd the summer go for the Tigers, coach, and the preseason stuff so far?
Well, I've been really very, very much impressed with our kids' work ethic and their willingness to listen. I think that's the first thing you look for as a coach, is how willing are they to absorb some of the things that you're wanting them to absorb. And I was very, very pleased this summer. I thought we came a long way from the start of the summer till the end of the summer. And I think that's continued here in the first 2 weeks of practice, is that the kids are just willing to listen and try new things and accept the fact that we're going to do things a little bit differently than before. And so very, very impressed with that part of what we do as a basketball team.
I know... You know, you've been in the building, even though you've coached at Mercer County the last 8 seasons, and in coaching at Mercer County, you played a lot of the Three Rivers conference opponents non-conference-wise while at Mercer County. So, you know, going in kind of, you do have a leg up, so to speak, on the task at hand here heading into 2017-2018.
Yeah, I think you take a look at that and say, you know, we could argue that's one of the benefits that we have, is that we've seen a lot of these different teams. And the other thing you get is we get so much scouting tape anymore that a lot of the teams that we're scouting will be playing against another team that now is on our schedule this year at Sherrard. So that is an advantage for us. And then, you know, we still have a lot of work to do as far as getting ourselves prepped for those teams. But it should be a fun year as far as getting into Three Rivers, as opposed to the LTC, and seeing some different teams we don't very often face. The Prophets Towns and those types of teams. So that should be a new experience for us.
You get 4 games in next week. 4 games. You don't play till Tuesday, so you go Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So 4 games in 5 days. So what about the setup for the Tigers next week?
Talking to our AD, Mr. Applegate, earlier this week, that we might want to cancel next week and see if we can get another week of practice in, because there are just so many things that we're behind on right now as far as from a program standpoint, getting things put in. I'm not sure we're ready for next week yet, but it's coming anyway. It should be fun to see what we can do with what we have in. I think it's a very good field. You know, we open up with Prophetstown, and that should be a challenge for us, and they're usually a fairly athletic team and very well-coached team, and they do their thing. And then we could open up the next night with Monmouth Roseville. And, of course, everybody knows about Monmouth Roseville basketball in the area. So it'll be a tough first two games out, and it doesn't get easier, obviously, on Friday and Saturday. But it's going to be a week of kind of seeing where we are as a basketball team as far as fundamental-wise. It's also going to be a little bit of a test to see if what we have in is going to work well enough for us for the first couple weeks of the season.
Well, I know you have basically one of the top scorers in the area coming back, and A.J. Hattelstadt, who will be a senior, and I think averaged about 18 a game last year, and had some big nights. I think a few 30-plus games, or at least one anyway. You know, who else will the scoring load come from? Or I should say, who else or where else does the scoring load have to come from?
Well, and that right now is a big question, and it's not so much. I know we have some kids that can score for us. Cole Vazari is capable of putting up some points for us. You know, Hunter Jones, who's a kid that's been bouncing back and forth between Sherrard and a school down in Kansas between his parents. He's another kid that can put the ball in the hole. He's a very physical kid, gives a physical guard. We lost Darius Mullen, who scored points for him there last year. And so that's a big question mark. Where can we get some other points from? And I think those kids, like I said, can give us some points. Are they going to be consistent? I'm not sure of that yet, and that's what we've got to find out, is can they consistently get us some points. But then we've got to get some scoring from our juniors. And when we take a look at Ethan Earl, he's a kid that can get on a roll. He can stretch out defenses with his range. Nolan Lucas is another kid I think can give us some points. But, yeah, it's going to be one of those things that I think night in, night out, we're going to have to find kids that can consistently score for us, so we know where we can get points from. And then hopefully get some other kids that can throw in some buckets as well. And Colton Mintz, I guess, is another junior that we look at that we're going to have to get some scoring out of. And he's come a long ways since last spring. But those are things that are big question marks for this basketball team right now, is can we get the consistent scoring out of some of those seniors that played a lot last year.
And a little bit as we wrap up, and we'll see the Tigers, of course, next Tuesday. They play the 8:30 game against Prophetstown. The coaching staff has been put together there. I know Phil Bodine has basically come over to Sherrard, and he's going to help you out. What else the rest of the staff look like?
Right now we have Ben, my son, Hutton, is coaching our freshman team, and he's still kind of getting his feet wet and coaching and finding out if that's something he wants to do a little bit more of. And he's done a pretty good job with our freshmen so far and trying to get a feel for really what we want done at the freshman level. And like you said, Coach Bodine's my sophomore coach this year. So it's been nice the last few years having him as a volunteer assistant and having that extra set of eyes at practice. But he's now going to take the sophomores. I think he's really enjoying that. I think he's doing a fantastic job with our sophomores as well. And then we got some people just pop in and out of the gym on occasion, kind of checking on how things are going. And some of our youth coaches are even popping in and giving us some extra eyes and some extra people to watch over drills and stuff. So it's been kind of a nice thing there. And then my seventh or eighth grade coach is Kevin Miller, who has been a longtime assistant here in a couple different sports. And then Eli Kincaid's my seventh grade coach. So I think we feel pretty confident with the staff that we have in place.
All right, and then just as far as what you're looking for next week from this bunch here in 2017, 2018, what are the certain things you're really going to be looking at?
Well, the big thing we're focused on in the practice the last 2 weeks is can we take care of the basketball? And I think any sport you talk about that involves a ball, it seems like turnovers are a bad thing. And so we've got to make sure that we do take care of the ball. That's going to be our big emphasis going into this weekend as far as the last couple practices before the game. We've got to make sure that everybody values the ball and is not being careless with it. So that'll be one of the things we focus on because we don't believe we're a team that can be a team that's going to make up a lot of points if we make mistakes with the basketball. So that's going to be key. And then the other thing I think we got to work on is we've got to really start drilling in on some containment issues on defense. And right now we're struggling to really contain the basketball at times. And so those are the two things we're going to look at from a very critical standpoint is can we find people that are going to take care of the basketball and get out and contain the basketball and prevent it from getting to the lane.
All right. Again, the Tigers open up the season Tuesday night. They play the 8:30 game at the Orion 10-32 Tip-Off Classic, taking on the Prophets of Prophetstown. Coach, we'll see you next Tuesday.
All right, we'll see you then.
Brian Hutton, head coach of Sherrard. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.